This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the nation prepares for organized prayer gatherings. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Since 1952, the first Thursday in May has been recognized as the National Day of Prayer. But all throughout the United States' history, prayer has been recognized as integral to the nation. This year marks the 70th National Day of Prayer, and the theme, based around 2 Corinthians 3:17, is, Lord, pour out your love, life, and liberty. Americans will gather around the country at regional locations, but the national organizers will lead from a broadcast facility. Kathy Brenzel, National Day of Prayer board member, and Andrew Palau, son of the late evangelist Luis Palau, will be co-hosting and preaching the gospel message during the event. The National Day of Prayer event will begin from the Capitol with a somber repentance prayer from 2 Chronicles 7:14. They will focus their prayers for healing, reconciliation, and repentance for the nation. In 2009, then-President Barack Obama signed the Native American Apology Resolution, which was proposed by Senator Sam Brownback, to officially apologize for the past ill-conceived policies by the U.S. government towards the Native peoples of this land, and reaffirm our commitment toward healing our nation's wounds and working toward establishing better relationships rooted in reconciliation. The apology was never publicly declared to the Native American tribes, so the National Day of Prayer Committee has decided to connect with Senator Brownback and make peace and repent for the past sins of America towards the Native American tribes. Brenzel believes that this decision will build bridges and reinforce that God's kingdom trumps nation, and that declaration will set a course of healing through apology. She said that forgiveness and healing will be released across this nation like a wind of the Holy Spirit. For more information on the National Day of Prayer and how you can join in your local area, go to nationaldayofprayer.org.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.